Virgo Vita, we have some unfinished business from yesterday. I saw last night that the kasha and the teretz and the kasha on the teretz of the mashal wasn't 100% clear. I'm going to donate 5 minutes or more to explain it. And then we'll go back to the shotev and mitzvahs to the third and final chelik of this fascinating sugya. The Gemara said a din, a famous din, which is brought down a number of places in Shas, Omer of Nachman, the same as Yagob and the Chasim and Nichse Avim, Malchoyev, the Avim, comes along and collects it. It's basically a case of 1, 2, and 3. 2 is Yisraelim collected character after the father died. He's Malchoyev can come and take it. The big question is that the character was never around when the father was alive to be Chalashir. But that's the Kasher on Nachman. Now the reason why we got into this was because of Mafrei Ugoiva, which the Gemara attempted to use. The reason why we're not happy with Mafrei Ugoiva is because we passing words like rubber. Rubber doesn't hold Mafrei Ugoiva. So we have over here this din of Rav Nachman that said that if two died and his Yisraelim collected the character after he died, number three, who's the Baal Chayv of the father, can take it. The question is with which mechanism? Meshuvah was never Meshuvah, it was never by the father. But the kids has no meaning, the kids don't owe money. So the Gemara, we utilize the din of Hashibudah of Nelson to go ahead and take the character that came from one. Pektosis, so do the same thing by Metaltolim. Why do you have to have karka dafka? Let three take from one to Metaltolim. Empertosis, a biggie side. And I stressed yesterday, now I want to say over what I want to hit on. Empertosis is a biggie side. And Tosis says a yisoid. Many of you came over last night, you all made a mistake and misunderstood Tosis. Tosis says a rule in the din of Shibud and Nelson. Tosis says a rule. The din of Shibud and Nelson, which means three has an ability to knock on a stranger's door number one, is because property that two had a grip on biyodai on one is meshuvah to three. Property that two had a grip on one is meshuvah to three. That's what Shibud and Nelson means. Shibud and Nelson, which allows a absolute stranger to go knock on the door of number one, three and one's an absolute stranger. I never bought much, I don't know you at all. Is because two had a grip on one's property and three had a shibud on that grip, on that biyodai. Says Tosis, that's rule number one. That's what shibud of nelson means. That's what allows three to knock on one's door. If that's true, so two never had a grip on number one's metaltolim. Why? Because number one, if he wanted to, albeit it's true, while Trump's saying it, while it's by number one, he has a grip. But it's not a final grip. It's not a strong grip. Because one, if he wants to, can go ahead and sell it to somebody else, and then the grip will weaken. So it's a weak grip. And it's not, which is a weak grip, it's not called biyodai, and therefore it's not meshuvah d'tzvi. Number three has no right to look, knock on number one's door and take a bike. Because the bike doesn't have a chalais din or shibud amnosim. So Tosis are two things. One is shibud amnosim works that whatever two has a grip on is meshuvah d'tzvi. And I've told them, two doesn't have a grip. In fact, the mashua, they mean to have a Tosis. And I want the Olam to see, I didn't have time to finish this off yesterday, the kasha. In fact, the mashua, that means I have a Tosis, they effectively said that the mechanism of Shibud of Nelson, which I'm repeating again, allows three, a total stranger, to knock on one's door, wasn't said by Metaltolim. Because the insight of Shibud of Nelson is that three has a grip, has a Shiba, and number two has a grip on it, two doesn't have a Metaltolim. So when three turns up by one, he can't take Metaltolim because two never had a grip on it, and therefore he has no right to knock on one's door and take his bike. In fact, the Mashal, but all over Shas, we find that there is Shibud of Nelson by Metaltolim. Three can knock on number one's door and take a bike. The Mor says explicitly like that in Kedushin Daf Tes Vav. That's Mashal's catch. Mashal says that there are Gemaras all over Shas, which are a stira to Tosis. Tosis says that there's no Shibud of Nelson when three wants to knock on one's door and take a bike. It's not true. Says the Mashal Teretz that all those Gemaras are talking about when number two is alive still. When number two is alive, three can go to one and say, I want the bike. However, when number two dies, then, and only then, the Tosis says, you say that you never had a grip on the Metaltolim. That's the Mashal's Teretz. So all the Gemaras, which says that three can go to one and take a bike using the mechanism of Shibud and Nelson, is talking about when two is alive. Our Gemara, which says that you can't use the mechanism of Shibud and Nelson to collect a bike, only Karka is talking about when number two died. Now, what is Shver with the Marshal? Before I say what Rosh said, what's Shver with the Marshal? Shver with the Marshal is something very simple. And I didn't ask it yesterday with the proper power. We ran out of time. The Marshal doesn't make any sense. That's what the Marshal asked, and that's what he answered. Now the Mashal himself doesn't make any sense. Why not? I don't understand. In order for three to knock on number one's door, he can only take from number one that which two had a grip on. Why? Because that which two had a grip on is Meshuvah to three. I repeat, Toys has said the ability of 3 to knock on number 1's door is only on things that 2 had a grip on. A. B. Toys says 2 doesn't have a grip on number 1's bike. Why not? Because 1 can sell the bike. And if 1 will sell the bike, the ballgame is over. Okay? So what's the difference if 2 is alive or 2 is dead? If the Shirish and the Yisoid of Shibuddin Rav Nosson, if what allows 3 to knock on 1's door, 1 the stranger, and say, hey, give me the bike, is because 2 had a grip on the bike and Mimela's Meshubba to 3, because it's Beyonder of 2 and therefore it's Meshubba to 3, but by bikes we don't say you have a grip. By the way, Tyson said a reason why 2 didn't have a grip on 1's bike, because 1 could sell it. If 1 will go sell it to an arbitrary Lekach, the ball game's over. A Karka, even if he'll sell it to an arbitrary Lekach, 2 still has a grip on it. But if it goes sell it back to an arbitrary Lekach, the ball game's over. If that's true, what's the difference if 2 died to that? The whole Yisoid of Shibuddin Rav Nosson collapsed. Because in order to say Shibuddin Rav Nosson, 3 is Meshabit that which 2 has a grip on, and 2 doesn't have a grip on the bikes of 1. That Yisoid makes a difference if 2 is alive or 2 is dead. What did Marshall say? That's the Pella on the Marshall. What did he answer? I understand. He said the cases. The case is all over where 3 knocks on 1's door and takes 1's bike. It's not about 2's alive. And our Tosis, where he says that you can't do, go get the bike from the ones where 2 is dead. The question is, who cares? Halei this, and I want to end on a punchline. Halei the svar that Tosis said had nothing to do with 2 dying. What did Tosis say? Tosis didn't say the problem was because 2 died. Tosis, the problem is because 2 didn't have a grip on the bike. And if 2 didn't have a grip on the bike, 3 doesn't have a handle on the bike that 2 didn't have a grip on. Wasn't it if 2 is alive and 2 is dead? That's Pella Alton Amish. What Rav Asher said was that 2 has a grip on the bike. What Rav Asher said was that 2 does have a grip on the bike. What Rav Asher said was that 2 has a grip on the bike. How does 2 have a grip on the bike? I am born to sell the bike. That's the question. How does 2 have a grip on the bike? How does 2 have a grip on the bike? If number 1 can sell the bike and then the ball game's over, doesn't he get grip? Doesn't he get be other? Said Rav Asher, he does have a grip on the bike. How does he have a grip on the bike? Because there's something that number 2 has. There's something that number 2 has that allows him. There's something that 2 has by 1 that's not the bike. Said Rav Asher, you're right. If the grip needs to be on the bike itself, number 1 can sell, so 2 doesn't have a grip on the bike. Said Rav Asher, there's something else by number 1 that 2 has a grip on. And oh, he has a grip and nobody can budge it. There's something else, said Rav Asher, that allows 3 to go to 1 using the mechanism that what 2 has a grip on, 3 can take. I3 can only take from 1 what 2 had a grip on, because I'm sure to him. 2 has something that 1 can never get rid of. 2 has something that 1 can never shake. What's that? That's the mana of the chayiv itself. The mana of the chayiv itself, the $100 financial money, the mana li biyotcha, which 2 has. 2 has a grip on that $100, and that $100 nobody can take from 2. It's not negotiable. There's nothing that anybody could do to get rid of that $100 that I have. I gave a number yesterday, a mashal, from a very balbatish mashal. In number 2's accounting books, it says that he has $100 of assets. You're asking, where's the $100 by him? There's nothing that could be done to take that $100 away from me. I'll hunt it down to the end of the world. You can sell it. I have $100 for you. You owe me $100. And that, you owe me $100, too, has a grip, an eternal nitzchi has a grip on the $100. And therefore, if I'll ask you, how could 3 go knock on number 1's door and take a bike? You have to have a grip on the bike. On the bike, you don't have a grip. The answer is, I'm not knocking on number 3's doors because 2 had a grip on the bike. I'm knocking on number 2's doors because 2 had a grip on the mana. And it works like this. Everything which 2 has on 1 is Meshubba to me. 2 has a mana by 1. And he has a grip on that mana. He has a grip on an unknown $100 floating around by 1. I call it unknown because it's not defined. You tell me what do you mean where it is. But 1 is bankrupt. He has his holes in his pocket. We're not talking about a specific dollar. We're talking about financial money. Mana li biyotcha. So 2 has a grip on $100 by 1. That is not negotiable. That is not budgeable. That is not movable. That is nothing that could take it out of 2's grip. So Two's grip on the money is meshubit to three. And therefore, three turns up at number one and says, Rebbe, money li biyadcha. Money li biyadcha. I owe you. I don't know who you are from Adam. The answer is no. You had a money by him, and his money is meshubit to me because he has a grip on the money. So three turns up by one, going through two, going through two's grip, going through two's shibud to shibud, and says to one, money li biyadcha. I have money. Where'd you get the $100? Because he had $100 by you, and I have a shibud on that $100. Okay, so I knock on one's door, and I say to him, money li biyadcha, he has to give me a mic. You owe me $100. Mele said to Rav Asher, when number two's alive, it's true that two doesn't have a grip on the bike, but two has a grip on the money. You hear the godless of what he said? Said Rav Asher that three can knock on number one because he has a shibud on what two has a grip on. What does two have a grip on? Vos hotter a grip. What does he have a biyode on? He has a biyode on the $100, not on the bike. There's $100 by one. And three turns up and he says, Rebbe, money the biyode. I say to the guy, you got $100. He says, no, because you had a money to two. And that money was meshubit to me. So now I'm coming in claiming what two had a grip on you. Give me the money. The guy says, I don't have cash. Give me a bike. Bakasha. Nevada, Nevada. So why can I collect the bike for him? I'm not collecting the bike, I'm collecting the money. And I have a right to collect the bike for the money. Said Rav Asher, that's why the Chol HaTorah Kula, when you have three, two, and one, three can knock on one and take a bike. Not because I had a grip on the bike, I had a grip on the money, and the bike is just a hechatim to paying the money. And that's why the Rav Asher said, Nevada, but Chol HaTorah Kula, when you have a classic Shibud of Nelson, I can go to one and take his bike using the money, not the bike. Instead of Russia, but tragedy struck. The tragedy brought on waiting on. And number two died. That's Agumar. Number two died. I'm going to say something very blunt. Number three doesn't have a grip on the money anymore. You know why? The money ended. There's no chayv. Number two doesn't owe the same. The chayv itself is metalpul. Metalpul, the asil, the My rabbi says, so when two dies, that whole shtickle terror, that three is mishabed the mana which two has a grip on. Remember, three is only mishabed that which two had a grip on. That's the mana ended, there's no mana anymore. There's no mana to be also. Two died, one doesn't hold the Simon. I need Simon Yarsh in it? No. So the mana is the mana goes over to the Simon, but it's not mishabed to three. Money goes over to you, Simon. But it's not Meshubah to three. So three cannot use the mechanism of the money through the. So it means the father had a grip on the money. The Yisraelim have a grip on the money. So that track ended. So the track of the money ended with the death of number two. Because albeit it's true that he had a grip on the money, and the Yisraelim get the money. But so it's not a shubit to three anymore. So three has no reason to go and mun the mana for one. But my rabbi say, there was something else going on here. Although two had on one, besides two having on one a mana, he also had something else on him. What did he have on him? He had a shibud on the bike. Correct? We spoke already yesterday, he had a shibud on the bike. So two, besides having a mana by one, which he had a grip on, which would have allowed three to go to one, he died, went over to the kids, it's not meshubah to three, because betal to the yasmi, lo meshabah to three. Now, two died, now we talk about a new parsha. Two, besides having a mana by one, he also has a shibud on the bike. Practically speaking, he has a shibud on the bike. Comes along three and says, listen here, Rebbe, to go knock on number one's door and say to him that the grip that I had on the mana libiyatcha, I can't do it because the mana now is by the assignment and therefore it's not meshubah to me. But what about the shibud that the father had, number two had on the bike? Now you're all asking me, yelling and screaming, the shibud on the bike? That's also metalpa that he asked me. You know who asked that kasha? He says, yes, that kasha. I'm not coming here to answer that. That's the same as Kasha. Obviously, for some reason, the shibud on the bike doesn't have a problem with Talti Yasmi. You can break your head, but for some reason, it doesn't have a problem with Talti Yasmi, correct? What the teretz is very, 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 very controversial, if there is a teretz. But that's not my problem. That's clear in Tosfos that for some reason the shibud on the bike doesn't have a problem with Alta Diyasmi, correct? That's clear. That's the Tosfos. Why not? That's the Tosfos discussion. Because of that, the Tosfos said big Torah, that he learned differently than all you say. We're leaving the Tosfos now. I'm saying something very simple, therefore. Therefore, the pshat in the Marsha is very simple. When the guy's alive, so I don't need to go through the bike. That means avada and avada, you don't have a grip on a bike. When the guy's alive, it's not pushing a bike. I don't need to go through the bike. I can go through the money itself. And I say to the number one, number two had a grip on a money by you, I have that money, I'll shibud. And then, mimela, I get a bike. When two dies, so the money itself is a chuliyah metal to the asmi. The money is metal. That's what the kids get. The kids got the money is metal. Fractoris is beseder. That I know. But there's another way that three can get a bike from one. How they two had a grip on one's bike. How did he have a grip on one's bike? He had a shibud on the bike. Lost up the money. I had a direct shibud on the bike. I have rights in your bike. So let three knock on one's door and take the bike. Because whatever two has, I'm sure, but to me, two has a mona, that's metal to the asmi. But the shibud on the bike is not metal to the asmi, like Tosfos says. So let me go to one and tell them, I have a grip on your bike, not a grip on the mona. And that place it says, a huge kiddush, you don't have a grip on the bike. Why do you have a grip on the bike? Because one could sell the bike. And the shibud, the grip, the two had a one, is not a grip enough to go from Meshava to three. What about metal to the asmi? That's the Tosfos. For some reason, the shibud on the bike is not called metal to the asmi. The money itself is called metal to the asmi. Mela, that's the MS of Shad and the Marshal said everything. When the guy's alive, what was the kasha? The kasha is Tosfos who says you can't use shibud and nosin for a bike because two didn't have a grip on the bike. The answer is, I could do shibud nosin for a bike, but not because I have a grip on the bike, because I have a grip on the money. Once I have the money, then I can take the bike. Just when the guy dies, the money goes to the Yisraelim, and there's metal to the Yasmin of Shabbat. Can't do a Shabbat to three anymore. Zok Tosfos Beseder, let's talk about now the bike itself. Two has something else that he has a grip on. He has a grip on the bike itself, because like I proved yesterday, you have the bike is Meshubit. And with Tosfos, that's not enough of a grip to make a Shabbat to three. That's Niflamoid. And the Tosfos Kasha, Blackshire, why is track two not called metal to the Yasmin? That's Niflamoid, Mamash. Zok the Gemara. We're starting now, part three of the Gemara. Part three is very significant due to the huge amount of lumpness that's here. A. And it's also significant because it's the justification why in El Toshim Beivov, Rosh Hashanah Toshim Ezayin, why in the world are we living in Mafreya Goiva in the middle of the Sefer Pesachim? That's one kasha. And the Teretz is because there's a Mishnah over here, Tanan. Now we get to the heart of the Sukkah. Tanan. Nochri Shehovah es Yisrael lochem tzoy achar ha-Pesach. Nochri lenti Yisrael al chem tzoy. Mysterious words. Achar ha-Pesach mutubano. A goy lent money to a yid al chem tzoy. Achar ha-Pesach mutubano. So the big question is, why is it Mutabana? It's a Yid's Chometz. I want to see something very, very extreme right now, in order, before we get lost in this very, very interesting and complicated piece of Gemara, which we're going to unravel slowly, slowly. Right now, at this stage of the Gemara, where was the Chometz the entire Pesach? Where was the Chometz located? By the Yisrael. Nochri Shehovah is Yisrael. And we're not talking about here, you know, he didn't give it to the Goyim. It wasn't the Mashka. Stayed by the Yid. Slowly. A goy lent a yid money. Al chemtze. It's mutter. It's not called chometz sh'avro al pesach. Why not? It's goy chometz. Why is it goy chometz? The whole yontem is set by the yid. What happened to it? How did it become goy chometz? That's the mystery. How did it become goy chometz? The chometz was at this stage of the Gemara. It was by the wedding. It was by the yid. Says the Gemara, have an eitzah. Bishlamim afrei who goy v'amtu l'hochi mutter. El yamir v'kala bo goy v'amay mutter. The Gemara is going to say three mahalchim to explain pshat of this Mishnah, how magically this chometz became goy shechometz and it's mutter b'ano. First pshat Rashi says is tan nochi shehovah eschom eksatay to hashtib b'shalay masrulay, like I just said, he didn't give it in el shib dolay kishar lovin shem latim lecha jayim pleni bol avesi v'gov chometzu. Okay, I want to stop here and make a yom hadin over here. We're in the mood of yom hadin. Gemara says, the story was like this. for Bowie lent to give money $1,000. He told him that I'm being mishabed the chametz. What does she would mean? I'm trying to remember this. Shibud means, quote, Shemulatim Lachadjim, plainly brought the basic Givei Mechametzu. That's what a Shibud means. A Shibud means that I don't pay you by X amount of days. You're in plenty, collect the Chametz. By the way, that's what a Shibud is. It's not so often you have in Shas a translation of what Shibud means. Rashi says, Shibud means that I told you that if you don't pay by a certain day, if I don't pay by a certain day, you can collect the Chametz to my house. That's what happened. So the Gemara over here says, okay, very nice. But it only arrived by the Goy way after Pesach. Why is it called Goy Shachamet as Mutter? Says the Gemara, because of Mafreya Ugoiva. The Gemara uses the record. This is, by the way, the third Nafkamina of the Mafreya Ugoiva. How many Nafkaminas do we have? We're holding up. Nafkamina number one of Abaya was that the Malva could sell it before he got it. Nafkamina number two is that the land of the Malva before he got it is Meshubetahu, his people, right? Now, we arrived at the third nafkamina of Mafreu Goiva. That even if the chametz sat by the yid, the whole chametz, all Pesach, but when the goy collects it, when the time comes, we say the Mafreu Goiva was the goy shechametz is mutabano. Let's see which pshat of Mafreu Goiva this makes sense with. Let's see. According to the Nesivis, it's beautiful, but it's a catastrophe. How could something be beautiful and a catastrophe at the same time? I'll tell you. The Nesivis taught us, why is my favorite greater? Why is my favorite greater? Because when the Goy gave the money to the Yid, he bought the Chametz. Right? What did the Nesivis say? Why is my favorite greater? How did it become yours from now? Said the head of the Nesivis that the way it works is that it's my favorite greater. It means that it's a Kenyan. The Malva gave the money to the Leva. He was kind of the object from now. It's tonight. Now, according to the Sivis, the Gemara is beautiful. Right? What happened was, they made up that 30 days after Pesach, the time comes. The guy didn't pay. He collected it. Well, not Freya, it was yours from day one. Mamish, classic, mamish, Goy Yishachavitz. Because the Goy, quote unquote, bought it from day one. It was his from day one. We were waiting for the tonight to be fulfilled. When the 30 days went by, right, it came after Yontif, a week after Yontif, 2 weeks after Yontif, the guy didn't pay. So my friend, we now know that the sale was full. So let the Nesivis, it's very nice, it's beautiful. The problem is it's a catastrophe. The Bekiveger asks in Shubach of Gimel that there are two catastrophic riyas that can't be the shot here. Hagam that it's mashma from the way Bekiveger asks that you don't like the Nesivis. A, you can't be kind of metaltalin. You can't be kind of metaltalin with kesef, only Mashiach. A. B. A goy b'chal doesn't have kinyan kesef. There are two catastrophic problems in this Gemara. One is a goy can't be kind of with kinyan kesef. You can only be kind of with Mashiach. And second of all, b'chal you can't be kind of metaltalin with kesef. It's a gzeir, the Gemara Nazal and Bambatziah. He went to metaltalin with Mahomet. So Riki Vega himself asked the Kashi, Blaib Shreb. As Riki Vega vice is not like the Nesivis. Okay, but Kivik Vaisa learned like the Nesivis that it's supposed to be a Kenyan on tonight, that's what makes the Mafreya. But he says, where's the Kenyan? Money. First of all, the Goy can't be kind of with money. No matter Goy being kind of. Second of all, you can't be kind of a Talta with money. Well, you can't be kind of a Talta with money. You have to do Mashiach. So a Goy can't be kind of with money, Bechal. And a Talta, you can't be kind of with money, Bechal either, even a Yid. Besides the fact that we asked a million kashas on the Nesivis of Shad is very, very far fetched. Who do we have? Shot number two. Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is nothing less than a catastrophe here. What did Reb Shimon say? What's my favorite guy to mean? You don't own it from day one. You don't own it from day two. On day one, you own the tomorrow. So let's take the Reb Shimon and bring it down to this Gemara. The guy has a shibud on 30 days, right? So what does the guy own? He owns day 30, correct? During the interim of Chag HaPesach, who owned it? Now this better. Who was over by Rav by Matzah during the days of Pesach? The Yid was over by Rav by Matzah? Absolutely. He owned day one, he owned day two, he owned day three, he owned day four. Day 30, which the Goy owns, is because of a Shibud. Why does he own day 30? Because of a Shibud, right? But day 30 is after Yontif. During the Yontif, it belonged to a Yid. And it was some. So according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why is it called Chametz of a Goy? Yagati Matzasi 40 years ago, and Reb Shimon is the Kasha in Perek Yud Beis Merachas Achinyanim. Okay. In Mareches HaKinyonim, Simi Perek Yudbeis, Rav Shimon opens up the kasha. After Rav Shimon finishes off in Perek Yud Aleph and saying he's very creative pshat, he says, but everything I said doesn't make sense. Because then by Pesach, Avada the Yid is the one who's Oyver by Rav and Motzei. Therefore, it's Avada called Chamacho Avada Pesach. And the Gemara doesn't make sense with everything I just said till now. Then Rav Shimon launches into a whole new pshat to defend his pshat, which I didn't understand. But Rav Shimon at least asked the kasha in the first paragraph. Rav Grazi says everything I said doesn't stem with this Gemara. I'm sorry. What would make more sense is the pshat that we went with, which wasn't a clear pshat, but it's more mashma in the Gemara, that it's not that you bought it now al tanai, which is an extreme understanding. It wipes out the institution of halacha. It's not the pshat of Rav Shimon that I own the tomorrow, because it gets into very serious trouble in this Gemara, because during Pesach it was fully the Yids. We said a different pshat. We said that the pshat is that it's a really Gloria Milsa L'Mafreya, especially Gloria Milsa L'Mafreya. We said that when I lend money and I give you a year, the year that I gave you was for the purpose of cash flow. The year goes by and you don't pay cash, so Gloria Milsa L'Mafreya, I had a right to the land from day one. But about the right that I had for the land is not because I bought it, it's because of the shibud. The shibud and the land gives me a right to get the land from when on. It depends. If you pay cash, we said, if you didn't pay cash, I had a right to get it right on. By the way, even if I don't understand the word of what I just said, which I do, but that's what Abaye said. Can I agree? That's what Abaye said, by the way. What did Abaye say? What Abaye said was that if in the end, he had a right to get the land from day one, atkam. And then, state over here, that din of shibu that you have is enough for what? It's enough to go ahead and make it the goy that it's called chometz of a goy. It's not called chometz of a pesach, and you'll have to say that the yid is not over by Rav Motzi. It's not over by Rav Motzi. As they state, one second, we'll get to that second. Okay. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. So I have a very interesting ha'ara, which is a major hashlamat. Yesterday it's a shas ha'ara, and it's hashlamat what I said yesterday. Okay. So the Gemara is saying, the story is like this. Let's speak out the story. A goy lent a yid chametz. A goy lent a yid $1,000. Watch what I'm going to say now. After Yom Tov, he collected chametz. So he said, "Watch right away, correct?" Watch what I'm going to say now. So why did Rashi have to say a whole speech over here? Shibdoi loy kishar love mishol. I hear the whole speech of Shibdoi loy. By the way, how did Rashi know that the guy was Shibdoi loy? He was mishap mit the chametz. Where did Rashi take that from, by the way? Where did Rashi take the words Shibdoi loy? I was mishap mit the chametz. Where did Rashi take it from? He took it from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, one second. The Gemara says, Nachwi shehilva Yisrael al chemtsoi. What's al chemtsoi mean? I lent you $1,000 and I collected it. It was Al Chemzai. Al Chemzai means that Bishas the Havah is Mishabed the Chametz. Noch Mishil Yisrael. Al Chemzai. What's Al Chemzai mean? We don't know yet the Teretz of Mashkin. We don't know yet the Teretz of Hirinoi. So what happened was that I went ahead and lent you money and then I collected $1,000 worth of Chametz. So the Chametz was mine, not fair. Why did the Rashi have to say that Bishas the Havah, I explicitly was Mishabed the case of beer? Let's say it wasn't Mishab. By the way, where did Rashi take the phone? Because it says Al Chemtsoi. What does Al Chemtsoi mean? I lent you $1,000 afterwards. I collected $1,000. Teretz says, no, you have to have a Shibud. Why do you have to have a Shibud for? I'll tell you the story. And what I'm saying is a landmark you studied in the entire Sugya. I'll tell you the story. A goy lent to you $1,000 for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, he knocked on the door and he said to Rabbi Yid, you owe me $1,000. The guy said, here, take a case of beer. He took a case of beer. My friend, who gave him? Why does it have to be that the case of beer was mishubed from day one? And again, Rashi built it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Al Chemtsoi. I'll lend you the money for the chametz. What's for the chametz? We don't know yet the teretz of Hirinoi. We don't know yet the teretz of Mashkin. But I was mishabed. I think mishabed. I'll tell you the story. I went to the guy. I'm saying big raid over here. I'm saying something which is the introduction to the sugya. I went to the guy and lent him $1,000 for 30 days. 30 days went by. He didn't pay me. I went and collected, I knocked on the guy's door, I said, you owe me $1,000? He said, take a case of beer, it's worth $1,000. My friend, now that I collected the beer, you didn't give me cash, so the beer is mine. Glory Wilson, my friend. Why does it have to be a shibud? And I know where Rashi took it from, because it says al chemtzoy. Why does it have to be a shibud? What's the answer? Say better. No, no chasishon. Chasishon. Because I'm not learning the Nesiris of Shad. I'm not learning the Nesiris of Shad. Why is that? What would be the point? I say? But why? Let me state up big grade. A second. The answer is that this Aleph Beis that we say that you had tzchusim in the Zach from now is requires an Aleph Beis tonight that there was a Shibud. Look at Rashi at the beginning of the Sugi, by the way. That's a no-brainer that the Aleph Beis of the Sugya is that you had a Shibud from now. You had tzchusim in the object. I'll ask you, what do you mean? Watch what I'm going to say now. One of the most important sentences I've said this man. You'll ask me, what do I need a Shibud for? Haloi, I have a right to collect beer. If I'm going to come on day 30 and you want to have $1,000, I'll have a right to collect the beer. The answer is, yeah, that's a din in the gavra, not a din in the beer. In order to go say to Masreya who gave it that I have the beer from today, I have to have rights in the beer. Not that I can come on day 30, practically speaking, knock on your door and say, you owe me $1,000. And I can take a case of beer from you. That's a din in the gavra that I have the right to collect my loan from the beer. No, but that's not a schus in the beer. And that's not enough for my favorite grader. I'm saying the aleph beis of the sugya. Why did Rashi have to say that there was a shibud on the beer? And it's based on the Gemara that said, al chemtzoy. Why don't you say a simple case? I lent you $1,000, came day 30, and I took the beer from you. And we say, I'll call the buyer. The beer was yours. Just as chas v'shalom. You have to have rights to collect the beer. I have rights to collect the beer. If I knock on a guy's door and he owes me $1,000, I'm allowed to take his case of beer. But that's not because of a schus you have in the beer. That's a din on the gavra has a right to collect it. But it's not a schus that you had in the beer till now. Shteita big rate. This is really the introduction to the sugya, but I waited till here to say it. Shteita, that in order for my friend Goyver to get off the ground, it's not enough that I have the right tomorrow to collect the object. That's not enough that tomorrow I have a right to collect the object. It has to be that I have a schus in the object. Can I give you a mashal? I'll give you a great mashal. The first day of the Zman, I asked you to see, he says, we're talking about there was a shtar, because you had a shibud on karka, right? What did Rabbeinu Dovid say? There was a shtar, and you had a shibud on karka. I always had a kasha when I was your age. What do you need a shtar for? What do you need a karka? I said, I can't knock on the guy's door and take karka. And what do you need a shtar for? And karka, shibud. I don't say you. I'll tell you the story. I lent the guy $1,000. It went by 30 days. I went. I took his karka. I'm allowed to take his karka, right? What do I need a shibud for? What do I need a shibud for? You know, he said it's after the shtar. Because without a shtar, there's no shibud. What do I need a shibud for? I'll take the karka. I have a right to take the karka. I'll tell you the story. My favorite guy was a story where I lent the guy $1,000 and I came day 30 and he goes, also, my friend, I took the land. Don't state the yisoy. Big yisoy, the truth is the answer is that you have a right to collect land as a collection tool, that doesn't make him a fair gavra. Because that's the thing that the gavra has right. It doesn't give you schusim in the karka. In order to activate the din of a fair gavra, it has to be that I have schusim now in the karka, which are waiting to happen. Says Rashi, for that you need a shibud. So cite whether I made a shibud or not, I have a right to collect a case of beer, no matter whether I made a shibud or not. I have a right to collect a case of beer from you. So why, when I collect a case of beer, don't you say Gloy Wilson Mafia? Does state the heart of Abayas Mafia Ugreva? Agav. Does state the heart, not like the Nesivis. The Nesivis, L'choyra, ends over here in this Rashi. Shibud, yeah, nah. What shibud? How shibud? I gave you money and I bought the beer, finished. What are you shibud for? I gave you money and I bought the beer. What's shibud? When shibud? How shibud? So what's Rashi talking about? Shteita, that when I lend somebody money, the right to take the beer from them or the right to take the land from them doesn't make them a fair giver. I'm asking where the gazach. Haloi, today I have a right to take it. The answer is you don't have a right in the karka. You don't have schusim today. When you'll collect. And you'll come to day 30, you'll have the right to take beer. That doesn't make him a fair grave. In order to have a fair grave, I have to have schusim in the karka today. You know, there's a lashon of a ritvon, kedushin of yadal. It's one of my favorite ideas in Shas. It was a little bit tiny job that I know. because I'm like a chair, why we can give people hope. Do we have no Musar, what's called knowing around, right? Correct? I'm telling you, it's nothing, yeah? But it's worth for me to teach you that I should die in the Lord's. Yeah? But one of the few ideas that I have, among the little ideas that I have, you don't want to take my maratis. Trust me. You don't be a tamachochum. No shas. Tyrus, zroim, kachim, noshim, zikim. Have big hasukas. You all have big hasukas and money. Yeah. And what did we say last Thursday night in wine? The big hasukas being a tamachochum. Knowing. Yeah. Akoponim, one of the few things that I know is with one condition that you dalit, with one called shibar achatzi kinyin. You have Ephes Adin in Zach already now. That could give you the Mafreya River. Stop that you have a right tomorrow to go take it. It's very nice. That's tomorrow. That doesn't give you a din. That doesn't give you schosim today. That's the oimik of this Rashi over here. The oimik of this Rashi over here is that in order for Mafreya River to get off the ground, you have to have a shibur in the Talpun. What have to have a shibur for? I'm sorry, I'm not going to collect the beer tomorrow, legal tender. That's not going to give you the Mafreya, because that's not me. Sad that didn't the carcass. It didn't the carcass, right, to collect it. One second. Forgive. I'm going to send you. What do I need to make a shibur for? Alem Metalton is also Meshubit, said Toysis yesterday. Didn't Toysis teach us yesterday that as long as the Metalton are sitting by number one, they're Meshubit to two? What did Toysis say? Two doesn't have a grip on number one's Metalton because one could sell it. The first in Toysis we built yesterday. And what? That Kozman is sitting by number one, two has a grip on it. Why? Because Metalton are Meshubit as long as they're one. And this Rashi state is like, in this Rashi state over here, that Metalton are not Meshubit Bechal. Therefore, even though I have a right to collect the metaltum from you, that's me din of taking a shirt off your back. But that's not enough for the mafreya, I just finished saying. I have to have a shibur in the metaltum. And that I don't have a metaltum unless I explicitly make a shibur. If I explicitly make a shibur, Chitas Rashi is in many places, you could do it. Rabbi Zeno taught us, like one of you spoke to me last night, it's Rashi the Chitose. Like Rashi says, why is metaltum not meshuvud? Rashi says, why is metaltum not meshuvud? What did Rashi say? Because the guy's not semichdas on it, right? Not semichdas on it. If he's not semichdas on it, what's the difference between metaltum and him or somebody else? Metaltum or not, meshuvit. Period. I'm asking a kasha. But according to the Rishonim, hold that metaltum are meshuvit when they are by the guy themselves. Why did the Gemara say al chemtsoi? I'm ending off this piece with a kasha. But according to Tosis that we brought out yesterday, that holds that Metaltalim calls man thereby the labor is meshubit. I do have rights in it. And that's why Tosis said you do have epis, a grip on it. So why does he want to say, Hilva Nachri al Chemsoy? Lend the guy $1,000. And if there was our collective beer, I had a shibur the whole time. Why does it be al Chemsoy? Where did Rashi take the vishibui? Where did Rashi speak out that you were meshabit the case of the beer? Because it says al Chemsoy. Well, I asked my question from the Lashon of the Gemara. Why does it say al chemtsoy? I lent the guy $1,000 and I should have said Nachri Shehilva Yisrael, and he collected beer and he was goyver the beer at the end. Why does it have to be at the beginning? Elamai, the answer is because there's no shibut. Medubur, like we said, that's niflamoy. You'll tell me, what do I need a shibut? I have a right to collect the beer. A right to collect the beer doesn't shafle my fair goyver. You have to have a shibut. But according to the Rishonim, places we built yesterday that calls man the beer is by the guy, you do have a shibut. So why did it say al chemtsoy? That's a vada kushir gedar ladmoy. One second. Oh. So where are we holding now? So we don't understand why it's called a goy. If you hold that grove, we kind of love all goy. What's the mechanism that's going to make it is? Empathy Gemara Teretz number 2, looking inside. Pacha b'maya skinan kishe herinoi etzloi. Oy, 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 oy. What's the Teretz of herinoi etzloi? The Yisrael already gave it to who? To the who? Yisrael gave it to the guy already, says Rashi. Herina yatzlei bebeisoi shal nachmin esanei, kazak at the chast of the time shal nevelei teres mashkin, abal chayv kaira mashkin. Oy. Says the Gemara l'oylam, mikana labo greva. Everybody hold mikana labo greva. Aye, so why is it called the guy shachamitz? Because the yid put it in the guy's house. So what? A big so what? So what? So you put it in the guy's house. So what? It's called the Yid's. Says Rashi, the Gemara is going to say, because there's a newfangled thing called Bachayv Kona Mashkin. a Bachayiv, I want everyone to pay attention to what I'm going to say now, has some sort of kinyan in a mashkin. That means you could learn that a mashkin is nothing more than a hostage that the Bachayiv holds to force the labor to pay. No, he has some sort of kinyan. In a minute, we'll see what the kinyan is. So what's the obvious question on this Gemara? What's fair? So that's the Gemara. The reason why it's called Chometz of a Goy is not because of Milfer Goy. The reason is because Hirina, we're talking about a Rukimta. He put the Chometz in the Goy's garage. So what? Says Rashi. So what? So what? It's slowly it's Chometz. There's this Bachoy Kreina Mashkin. It was a Mashkin, eh? And we have a Kal called Kreina that he has Epis Akinyan, one second. And that Epis Akinyan, for some reason, is enough for what? To be called the Goy's Chometz. What's fair? What? Can you? I can't hear you. He pays back. We'll talk about it. What's wrong? So it always bothered me, and the Kashi Marias now is Maftech to the massive stikwater I'm going to say tomorrow. Have a Kashi. So Ikrachos, the Mass Sefer. I don't know what's going on over here. What do you mean here we know? He put it in his garage. So what? Ah, Bachoy Kran Mashkin. They ran out of ink. What does it mean here we know? Here we know is nothing. Here we know just means I gave it to you as a Mashkin. And Bachoy Kran Mashkin is one of the biggest controversies in Shas. A, what it means. A, do we hold of it? The Gemara doesn't say that. You're supposed to figure that out, so Rashi drops over here and then whisper. Rashi says, yeah, and what? And the Gemara says later on, that time it shouldn't have been Torah's Mashkin on its end. So the Gemara didn't say the Ikateret. Ikachosim Asim. The Teretz is not a Rino Yatzlai. The Teretz is it's a Mashkin, and Bachoyet Koin a Mashkin, and that's why it's called the Goyz. The Gemara didn't say that. Pella Otsum Mamish. A Pella Otsum Mamish. Let's go weiter, okay? So the Gemara weiter. Okay, so now we're working with that. In fact, the Gemara, maybe the Machlekes of Mafeo Goebe, and Mikhail Bo Goebe is Machlekes Tanoi. Now he's doing a price. Yisrael Shehilvul Anochri Al Chemzoi Lachra Pesach. Yisrael lent a Goy on his Chometz. Ain't no Oiver. He's not Oiver. It's not his Chometz. Shemeh Omer Oiver. My Lava Hokamifu. What are they arguing? Masav Mafeo Goebe, Masav Mikhail Bo Goebe. Oh, the Gemara says a Yontif. We found Tanoim who argue with whether Mafir Greva or Mikhail Bogreva. So the Gemara says it can't be just found in the Bryce. So why? It is Rehim Masefer. It says all the way around. Avonachi Shehovel Yisrael, Alchem Tzeh Lacha Pesach, Debe Hakol Eiver. Everybody gives Eiver. Frekti Gemara. If the Machlekes of the Tanoim is whether Mafir Greva or not, there's no difference of a Yid to a Greva, a Greva to a Yid. The Bryce says that when Yisrael lends to a Greva, his Machlekes whether he's Koine or not, Mafir Greva or not. And the Sefer, when a Greva lends to a Yid, everybody agrees not. Very important insight. Says the Gemara, if they argue about Mafeo Goy, we're not talking about Yid or a Goy. We're talking about internal halal politics. Why should there be a difference between a Goy, a Yid, a Yid to a Goy? If you hold a Mafeo Goy, it's his. If you hold a Mafeo Goy, it's his. The Gemara, they should argue in the Sefer. But if Chumi Boylan, they should argue in the Sefer. Just the opposite. Man Diyam Ahasam Eino Oiver, Hacha Oiver, because it's a Yid. Man Diyam Ahasam Oiver, because it's called a Yid. Hacha Eino Oiver. What's going on here? Elamai. The part in the price is what? The reason why you're over and not over is not because the mechanism of Pharaoh Graver. Like Rashi speaks out, everybody holds account of the Havo. I said, why does it go to the other guys? Because it was a Mashkin. And what's the Shalik? We forget every Yitzhak. Every single man, the Bachar is going to Mashkin. How do you know the Bachar is going to Mashkin? It says that if you will give back the Mashkin to the labor, you're a Tzaddik. Why am I a Tzaddik? If ain't a Kaina Mashkin, if the Mashkin doesn't belong to the Malvit, it's Tzaddik Minayim, why is he called a Tzaddik? We count the Bachar is going to Mashkin. Melewat. Tanakamasava Hani Mili Yisrael Yisrael of the Korean of Elechati Yitzchakov Yisrael Menachri Leikani Vemeyasava Kamachem Yisrael Yisrael Kani Yisrael Menachri Leikolshkein Al Menachri Shehobes Yisrael Lachem Zerach Bethan Divi Hakol Eiver Hosn Vade Nachem Yisrael Leikani. Says the Gemara, Avada and Avada, the mechanism in the Braisa that's operating is not on the Fair of Greva, because we pass on like Grob Mikhail Ahavo Greva. And the Shad in the Braisa is working with what? With Mashkin Kreiner. And what's the Machlekes? Machlekes is, does a Yid kainah from a Goy or Mashkin? But a Goy for sure is not kainah from a Yid or Mashkin. Melo, since the Braisa makes a differentiation between a Yisrael from a Goy and a Goy from a Yid, it can't be talking about the Mafeo Goyver, because in the world of the Mafeo Goyver, there's no distinction between a Goy and a Yid. It must be talking about the world of Bachoy kainah Mashkin, and there there's a Machlekes where the Yisrael is kainah from a Goy, but a Goy for sure is not kainah from a Yid or Mashkin, and that's the Hezbollah of the Braisa. Fregdi Gemara, yeah, so fine. Oh, so now stories like this. That's stage two of the Gemara. The Gemara we're going to see tomorrow. One second, I'm not finished yet at all. The Gemara is going to bring stage three over here. One pshat is mafreya, one pshat is mafreya kohen mashkin, and then there's going to be a pshat of me'achshol. That we'll see tomorrow. I want to point out one thing. Look at Rashi, give you a mask with kohen mashkin. A first blink, what are the words kohen mashkin means? It's like Rashi, kohen mashkin kol yemei havah, it belongs to the Baal Chayv as long as it's by the, as long as havah listens. Now look at this. What are the words Baal Chayv kohen mashkin? Again, the Gemara says we're not talking about a mafreya, we're using a new mechanism called Baal Chayv kohen mashkin. That means, says Rashi, look at Father Rashi. Hamashkin konuloi ve'im nenas, and if an oynes happens, chayv oynesin, the Baal Chayv is responsible, the Baal is responsible. She'ena olav leikish ha-machina leikish ha-masachish ha-tron be'oynesin, ala kula b'shusay, because I have to explain this Rashi, in order that you should understand the Gemara. The Gemara, he says, no. Lo'y lo'y mikana la Baal Chayv. I say, how does it retroactively become the Goyes or the Yids? The answer is, because it was a mashkin, A, and a Baal Chayv is kind of mashkin. Listen carefully, pshat. What does it mean, the words of Baal Chayv is kind of mashkin? Says Rashi, it means that you chayv in oynesin. I have to explain what that means. A person is a shem machinam, is a shem masachar. It's not chayv in oynesin. I undertook to watch it. If I'm b'sheir, zeir of aveda, I'm chayv. Oynesin, I'm chayv. I'm going to say it better, it's not mine. Why is a shoyl chayv in oynesin? A shoyl is chayv in oynesin. A shoyl is chayv in oynesin. I borrow something and I use it, I'm chayv oynes. Lightning strikes, I have to pay. What's that? It's not my fault. I'll say it better. It's your animal. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis. It's in your reshus, Legavi Oinsin. I'm quoting. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis. It's called yours. You took it to use it. You have usage. You have usage. It's yours as far as Oinsin is. What does that mean? When an Oinis happens, I tell the guy, let's say I'm a Shemachinim. What do you say? It's the cup. It's your, lightning struck your horse. What do you want from my life? Not my problem. A shoyl, the Torah says, it's yours, legabi oinsin. What does that mean? Vibalt, you have usages, so when the lightning strikes, we treat it like it's your animal that got lightning, and now you have to give back a different animal. The kids are, whether or not I have to carry the burden of the oinsin depends whether we treat it like mine or we treat it like yours. If it's your horse, so then I'm not responsible when lightning strikes. But if Benegeya Oinsin, we treat it like it's my horse, so then I have to carry the burden of what happened. Now, once I have to carry the burden of what happened, so now the guy says, give me back my horse. So I'll say lightning strike. He says, no, that's your fault. Because Benegeya to that, the Torah made it yours. And then Afkamina, the consequence of making it yours is that if lightning strikes, you're responsible for things that happen to your animals. So it's your animal that got me lightning strike, and therefore you have to now give me back a new horse. The lesson of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is, it's Bishusei, as far as that's concerned. That's what Rashi means over here. B'chayv kohen mashkin means, you're not a shemachinam, you're not a shemachachar. B'negeh to'ainzim, we're going to treat it like yours. So what's going to happen? Here, I lent the guy $1,000, and I took a watch for what do you call it? For a mashkin. And lightning struck. There was a tornado, and it took the safe and blew it away. So the guy comes along and says, give me $1,000. The guy said, what do you mean? I gave you a watch. He says, watch? Tornado, it's your problem. No. It's your problem. Because you were kind of the mashkin. It was called your mashkin. But God be that the tornado that happened is your problem. And therefore, the watch, it's your problem. And therefore, I don't have to pay you $1,000. Because you got the watch. And the ain't is not my problem. It's your problem. So give me back. You want $1,000? Give me back the watch. Ow, a tornado blew it away. It's your watch. Then the negay to that, you're responsible for Einzin. The test of are you chayv for an Einzin is do we treat it as yours or it's not yours? Says Rashi, the negay to what is the Baal Chayv kind of the Mashkin? The negay to that he's going to be the one that's chayv when an Einzin happens, we're going to treat it like his thing, and it's his problem. What's fascinating is, and that's enough to be called Chametz Shavu Pesach. That's enough to be called Goyish Chametz. That's weird. Mafreya, okay. A Baal Chayv Kohen Mashkin is enough to make it Goyim Shechametz or Yisrael Dikach Chametz. It's enough of a Kenyan. Yish Lain Hedi. We have a lot to do tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, and the next day and the day after.